News Talk 1340 KROC AM. Good morning. I'm Andy Brownell, Rochester Today, with the mayor today. Mayor Ardell Brady in the studio for our somewhat inconsistent regular.
Yeah, sure is.
But we seem to be making it work. I'm glad you were available today to come on in.
It's fifth Monday of the month.
Yeah, it's an open Monday. So it was funny, we were trying to schedule this. I completely forgot that I had an open Monday. Like, oh, yeah, that's right, Mayor.
That's great.
Why don't we come
I
on
can
in?
Be the designated fill-in.
Because you're on your regular day, you're busy. You have something.
That's, yeah,
you're doing something at elementary school that day, aren't you?
You mean the past one that it would
no,
have
No, on this coming Wednesday.
This coming, well, I'll have to look.
No, you don't have to do that. You got nothing going on.
It's a lot of stuff happening.
I thought
yes.
I saw some sort of notice that you had something coming up.
Could be. I usually watch those things the night before so to
okay.
make sure that
so
I don't.
Okay, so Donna's letting me know before she lets you know.
She might, or if I don't go out and look right away to see where are we at on all of these things. So anyway, yeah, there's a lot of things happening, and there's who knows, whatever. But April 1st, yeah, there's a proclamation in the morning and a possible meeting with the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities.
Oh, okay.
So, and some interviews again. So we're starting to do interviews again for different, two things right now. One is the Police Oversight Policy Oversight Commission.
The new one, yeah.
That will start. That's all been now passed so that we can start doing interviews on that. And the other one that we've got that is an opening right – well, actually a couple of them. We have the Fire Civil Service Commission that we'll be interviewing some folks for. And that's there's only three people on that board. And we have two commissions like that. One is for police. One is for fire. They're three-person commissions. It's important that anybody that's on those that they can make the meetings because if you're not there, then there's some things that obviously you can't probably participate very well. Also, when they get to the point of looking at the lists of people that are up for either to be hired or to be promoted, they've got to be there for the interviews. And if they're not, then they're kind of you can't participate either. So those are extremely important. And we've been fortunate to have very good people that have been dedicated to the task. And virtually all of them, if not all of them, are working yet. And so they've got to be able to look ahead and say, okay, we're going to have 2 days of interviews where they'll interview candidates for whether it's police, law enforcement, or fire. And so they've got to be able to block out their calendar for that, and we appreciate that. Also, we're going to have an opening on the park board as well. That's that comes up again.
So the park board is kind of divided into the wards of the city. Is that correct?
That one mirrors the city council. There's one at large. And then there's one from each ward. And depending on what happens, Rod Toomey, his term is running out. I think it's in June. So we're starting to look ahead at that as to replacing him. Now, anybody that's on the board can apply, obviously, and it gets kind of complicated.
Because he has the at-large position?
He has the at-large. Park Board is one of those that's unusual in the sense, and I think we only have two of those that are that way. They are four-year terms, but they can be one more term after that. Virtually everybody else in our every other council or commission is three-year terms, and you can have two terms, one consecutive, and you have to be off and you could come back. But the Park Board and the Rochester Public Utilities are the two that they are four-year terms.
And they're kind of little different animals.
Yeah, along with the library. But the library still is three-year terms for the board. But all of those are defined in our city charter. So they have a lot of autonomy. They're not technically or totally they can do this, but basically they can hire and fire and all that of the people, and they can but anything that is budget related that has to come to the council. But they do have a lot of autonomy, the park board, and so it's a big one.
So obviously Ron has been on the board now 8 years coming up.
Yeah, and actually
8 years have flown by fast.
Yeah, and actually even more because he was on the board before.
As the Southeast representative.
Yeah, he was one of the others and then was off for a while. You can't have it consecutive that he could have just moved straight to there. We just went through that all with our city attorney because we were thinking, well, if somebody would come from the board and move into it, do they have a full 8 years then in this new position? But they said, no, it's maximum is 8 consecutive years. And so if they've already had, let's just say 6 already on the board, they would only have 2 years that they could be as the citywide at large. And so anyway, we'll be I think I'm scheduled to go to their next meeting and of the board and just explain that, and then we'll see how we're going to progress with that. And so it's but those are all important. And again, that board has, like I said, a lot of autonomy, so they have a lot of clout, I guess I'd say, with that as well.
So they can, like the recent discussion of this negotiations with IBM for that parcel of land.
Right.
They need to get the money from the city.
True.
But they could go ahead and work on the purchase without the city.
Yep.
Unless they had funds set aside earlier.
Yeah. Somehow there was some money.
Yeah, magically. That always happens. Yeah. When you talk to your other mayors around the country, is this an unusual situation to have the park board have this much authority and power?
I don't know. I guess I've never really explored that with any of the other mayors, how that all works.
I don't know. Twin Cities, the parks department.
Well, see, the park system up there is totally separate. The people, they get voted on by the public.
Oh, is that right? I know they have their own police department.
Yeah.
Well, it's within the Minneapolis Street Department, but they all have officers.
And you know, at times, and I can't remember what the exact title of that is, but I think, you know, the parks up there may even be Hennepin County or all of it together. And when we've had discussions of should the city and the county merge the park departments and so on, sometimes that comes up, then should that be that different kind of an animal that somehow they're elected by the public then for that. And so it's like I say, that has come up in the past. And there is a difference between city parks and county parks and whatever there is. And so,
well, you have the golf courses, have the swimming pools, have the recreation programs in the summer for the kids and the disabled kids.
So it's different, and certainly, you know, the county does a great job with some of the county parks, you know, whether it's Oxbow or any of those others that are around here. And
we're lucky to have these parks.
We are. But they are kind of a little bit, no pun intended, different animals.
My daughter was back for spring break for a week. And, you know, she, once again, with the warm weather we had, was able to do her running. She's a big...
Oh, okay.
Not all-out marathon all the time, but has done those kinds of runs. And, you know, she grew up in this town, lived in this town and everything else, but now she lives elsewhere, and she forgot how good the trail system was. And she goes, it is pretty amazing when you think that you can run virtually anywhere in this town somehow and stay on the trail system.
Don't have to cross a road.
Yeah. It is pretty it's a gem is what it is.
I'm getting excited to get my bicycle out and start doing that, too.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break, Mayor. Back with more Mayor Ardell Brady on KROC AM. It's 18 minutes past 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Weather Eye Forecast on News Talk 1340 KROC AM.
It is brought to you by Mystic Lake Casino. Tickets on sale now to see comedian Joel McHale at Mystic Lake Saturday, April 11th. See the star of TV's The Soup and Community Live. Get tickets today at mysticlake.com. Today, maybe some rain in the forecast, otherwise a cloudy day. Not a very good chance of showers. High about 60. A low tonight near 40. And then tomorrow looks great. Sunshine and a high near 60 degrees. The low in the low 40s on Tuesday night. Wednesday, we can get up to near 70. With that, chance of scattered thunderstorms. On Thursday, partly cloudy, 60 degrees. A cooler day Friday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. But then we should bounce back into the low 50s on Saturday. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, plenty of sunshine. Right now, cloudy in the downtown, or at least mostly cloudy, 46 degrees at KROC AM. It's 21 past 10. Monday morning, I'm Andy Brownell with the mayor, Ardell Brady, on Rochester Today. And I know you've got a bunch of stuff you want to talk about, so I'm going to kind of let you steer it, Mayor. Is it DMC you want to start with? Or
it doesn't matter if we can talk a little bit about DMC.
Well, it's kind of an exciting week.
Yes, it is. It was a big week, actually, about the last maybe 10 days. And if we just back up and say kind of kick that off on a Monday, is it now 2 weeks ago today when we announced that the city is proposing to buy the Chateau Theater? And so we're in the process with that. And certainly thanks to Mayo Clinic for helping with that, $6 million. And it's, I know there's been various comments made, you know, could we have negotiated better or something? And yeah, at one point it was going to be $6.5 million. Then it kind of came down to it was going to be $5.5 million. And then pretty soon it was back up to $6 million. And so my concern was that we needed to be in control of the future of that. And we don't really know what the future is. But so I was encouraging all along that somehow we could make it happen. And ultimately, administration was able to work something out with the, and our city attorney was helping with all of that. And then Mayo came forward with their $500,000 to kind of close the deal, if you will. So we haven't had the contract. Isn't nothing signed yet by the hopefully the lady who lives, I think, out in New Jersey. That'll happen. And then we've got a 60-day period in there where we can really make sure that there's no real surprises in that whole building. We've had some walkthroughs, pretty general. I went in it, and you go up way up in the kind of the lofts of there. I've not been on the roof. Others, I think, have been up there looking more closely.
Did you get to go into one of those little alcoves?
No, I was reading that there are supposed to be little passageways from the back, but you know, there's about five stories in the back there that you go up, and it's all, of course, now it's all by stairs, so you're up there a long ways, and it's probably not a place that the general public should be walking around, including us. But anyway, we're up there, and you can see some of the areas where the organ pipes used to be and things like that. So, you know, right at the moment, and it probably is not, well, it won't be my decision, but I hope we can return it to kind of a performing arts area. Some people are concerned that, you know, that's probably not exactly if they had in mind what a performing arts center would be, a brand new building that's all glitzy and all of that, you know, an Ordway kind of thing. We don't have that probably kind of money. And, of course, this is not going to be cheap. I mean, the $6 million probably will pale in comparison to what will it take to put it back. But when I read all of that about that at one time they had vaudeville, live theater in there, movies, music, all of that, I don't know how deep the stage went, but apparently the orchestra pit was hydraulic that would...
Oh, it was a fancy place.
Oh, it was. And and John Kreisel talks about he has some of the things that were in there before, and I don't know who has the cloud machine or whether you have to do something different with that. Post Bulletin did a nice piece in there over the weekend reading all of that, with the thinking back of having so much of that stuff run with some sort of a council, and thinking today, you know, that's 88 years ago, and what might be able to be done electronically now that would run a lot of that stuff. So it'll be exciting. I know a couple people have, and I've done a little bit of reading, as in Minneapolis there's the Hennepin Theater Trust that takes about four of the theaters that are right there, Orpheum, State, Pangenes, or however that's pronounced, and there's another one. Apparently when that started a dozen years or more ago, that group was mainly there to try and bring life to Hennepin Avenue and bring more theater there. They were totally separate from the city. They ultimately had the money that they were able to buy those theaters, I think, from the city, because the city owned them all. So they're responsible for doing all the programming and making money, because they have to make it. And, of course, when you're up there, and who knows, we might have to do that here, that every event you go to, a theater event, Orpheum or the State, there's always that little thing in there about kind of a theater fee.
Sure.
Something on there, $2 or whatever it is. That's helping to both when they had to refurbish them and things like that. So, you know, it's not going to be a freebie. And while I fully respect some of the organizations that want to be able to use it, you know, it can't be just totally free either. And so, you know, whether it's you name it, with some of those theaters that are strapped for money as well, but it would be a cool place to be able. And Bill George, who's been on the DMCC board, he still is, he's every once in a while he'll tear out a page out of the agenda and he'll write a note to me, slide it to me, and he one of the last ones, he said, wouldn't it be cool to have something going on there 5-6 nights a week, music, dance, theater, lectures, poetry, whatever. Yep. And I agree. And so how would it be used, you know, and would you want, again, auditorium-style seating in it, or do you want seating that can be removed? Actually, Orchestra Hall, they have kind of the theater-type seating, but I've been in there where they put a floor over the top of the seats.
Is that right?
I've been in there when they do their pop series in the summertime. They set it up as a more what you call cabaret style, where you have it's built right over it, kind of terraced or tiered down, and they got round tables on it, and you got chairs, and they got food service and all of that, and you're in a more cabaret style.
Oh.
And so they put it right up over the top, and so you got some steps you get up into the top one. So who knows?
But I suppose the floor in that building actually slopes downward.
Yeah, but it's flat now.
Right, because it's had a frame built over the...
Yeah, so however they did that, nobody seems to know. Did they... Interestingly enough, I have
think a... I think Gus Schifolius might know.
We had somebody that... He lives up in Eagan now. He's an architect. He said he used to work for Weiss Builders, and he said... Mayor, do you want? He says, I've got the original plans. Now, we probably have them someplace here in town, too. Would you like them?
Oh, yeah.
And I says, yeah, I would. So I says, I didn't know he was up there. And I says, I'll either come and get them or you can stop by. He said, well, I'll just send them down to you. So the other day, FedEx, we got them, the whole stack.
Oh, neat.
All the different things. And so they're original. They're tattered at the corners and all that. So... But it'll be fun.
We're in a position now where imaginations can run wild.
Oh, yes.
Before it was trepidation of the uncertainty of what mm-hmm. was going to happen.
Yep.
And I would hope that the mood would be that, boy, oh, boy, the pot. I mean, I look at the State Theater in the Twin Cities. Nice
yep.
theater. It's
yes.
a beautiful theater.
Yep.
And I've been to shows there, and it's a great place to see a show. But, boy, oh, boy, this place would be way better than that.
Yeah.
It would. It would just be a gem.
Yep. It will be. And so, you know, it is kind of that crown jewel. And really, as far as the DMC, I think this is, you know, the first real tangible thing that starts. And we've got all those glitzy drawings that the artists and the designers and planners all put together that have caused problems because – they didn't ask anybody to say, well, we just drew this, and I didn't know the library was going to be that big a deal. Well, duh. But so, you know, as we now move forward, reality has to set in. What will the various private developers come forward with that might, again, right on the Peace Plaza, the heart of the city, which is the district in the DMC that it's called, what might be built either near it, next to it, whatever, you know. But again, you got buildings already there. Wells Fargo, you know, what will they want to do and across the plaza itself and whatever. So,
but that's the point too. What was approved on Monday by the council? It's a concept.
Yes,
it's not. This is what's going to happen, mm-hmm. but this is kind of. A vision of what could be.
Right. It's not blueprints.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of an outline or a vision that, you know, could be. And so now you'll have developers that will start saying, I could do something. And, of course, they'll want to be able to, and I'm sure make it economically feasible for them to do it, whatever they want to do. And, again, to keep in mind for everybody, it's going to come through the DM, you know, EDA will probably – have a lot of those plans come forward. But then it's got to get approved by the DMCC board, and then it's got to come to the city council, and it's got to meet all of our other regulations, codes, all of that. And so nothing is going to be a big surprise ultimately at the end. So,
well, that was the vote on Monday, too, because by the time it got to that point, it was anticlimactic
mm-hmm.
because you'd already built up to that point where, okay, you can't make any changes. It's either going to be up or down at that point. So.
That's right, yeah.
And we knew it wasn't going to be no. I mean, come on. It's 47 in the downtown. We have to take a break for news already. Kim David is in the news center. More with Mayor Ardell Brady after the news break. 47 degrees at KROC AM. News Talk 1340 KROCAM. Good morning. I'm Andy Brownell, Rochester Today on a Monday with the mayor. Mayor Ardell Brady in the studio, continuing our discussions. We went into the news break talking about, of course, Destination Medical Center Initiative, which is now, it's hard to believe that's what, we're well over a year into this now.
Right.
Because it was the previous legislature that authorized.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the Mayo Clinic reporting to the Destination Medical Center Corporation last week.
Yep.
That they already had $46 million in,
right.
in, what do you call it, qualified expenditures or something like that?
Some of them, of course, some of them don't qualify in the DMC because they were done before or started a little bit before.
Okay.
But still, you know, what they're doing, St. Mary's and other things now that are on the docket, that was very important for them to bring that forward. It's a little bit like some of the people said, well, Mayo only put $500,000 into the Chateau Theater. And I quickly reminded them, I said, but they're also on the kind of on the books for another $3.5 billion. So, and they're doing things, you know, and who knows what they might do. They may have a benefactor we don't know that might think, well, I like Rochester, and who knows? They might want to do something in the
arts, yeah.
In the arts here in town.
Well, I look at the Legacy Fund, to me, that we're socking away the sales tax.
Yeah.
And I'm filling out that application right now. I know, well, you got to have an idea before you do it.
Yeah, and I need to get that clarified because when we had somebody here just about a month ago from the Minnesota Citizens for the Arts, somebody asked the question, would the Chateau qualify? That person said, no, the legacy is for programs, not for buildings. But I need to find out for sure if that's the case, for sure. So, and at that point,
that'd be too bad.
It would be, but there could be. There may be other monies because, as we've had different people have sent things forward, that other cities have got federal grants or grants that have come forward that are for restoration kind of things, and so who knows? We might be able to do it. So,
well, speaking of sales tax,
yes.
We now have a sales tax increase.
Yes, we do. Or we'll have.
We'll have January. Yeah.
In January. Had somebody after church yesterday, he came up to me and says, did you just give us another tax? And I guess we did. So, 0.25%. As it all come in the discussions that were held at the meeting, was that last Monday night?
Yes.
That kind of was, well, what are your options? You know, there's going to be a lot of early expenditures that probably are going to come before we start seeing some of that, which isn't really $585 million because we got $128 million of that. But it's probably, which somebody I liked, Council Member Nick Campion said something about people, I say you think twice before you increase the tax, but he said, I thought about this a lot more than that. But ultimately, do you want to do it on property tax or this? I think some people say you don't need to do it at all. Well, that would probably put a stop to everything. But we are going to need to do something to get some money going. The good news, I think, as we say about sales tax is, you know, some will say it's 50-60% of it is paid for by folks that are here, and it is 0.25%. It's interesting. The county added theirs at the first of the year, and nobody ever really hardly brought a ripple.
I think that this was relatively non-controversial myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't – there was I look back to these referendums that we've had in the past, and – oftentimes there was a very vocal opposition.
Sure.
But yet when the vote was taken, it was usually overwhelmingly in favor.
Two-thirds
yeah.
in favor, yeah.
So I have not heard much of a, let's put it this way, a whole bunch of fussing going on out
no.
there. Because there's a recognition. You have this $128 million mm-hmm. that has to be covered somehow.
That's right.
Unless you're just not going to do it at all.
Well, that's kind of the option. And so we'll have to do it. And I think when all is said and done, the majority of the people will be pleased to see what's happened and that they've had a part in it. So
it's pretty exciting times, I'll tell you that much.
So the other big thing that happened again that same week that we made the proposal about purchasing the Chateau is we had the groundbreaking for the Mayo Civic Center, and that's another biggie. I had friends up in the Twin Cities when I was at the, which I need to talk a little bit about, is the Gopher women winning the national championship again in hockey.
Thank goodness somebody, men go one and out.
Yes.
Oh.
But thanks to our, you know, we get almost selfish thinking that the last 4 years they've won three out of four. And some of us will say, geez, they should have won that one last year and everything. And of course, the goalie even took blame last year. She said, I let in five goals. I should not have. You know, that was terrible. Well, this year she let in one, you know, in that. And so, but anyway, I had people coming up to me that live up there in the cities, and a couple of them said, Ardell, am I going to see you? Every day I pick up the Minneapolis Tribune, you're in there about something. And I said, and I just say, oh, isn't it wonderful? And so, but anyway, yeah, that was another one. Excuse me. The Civic Center that will be starting on things in there. And certainly by the end of next year, as I understand it, we'll have the exterior completely done. And then it's probably into 2017 before we see everything done in there. But
so this big new building portion that's going to be where the current green space, the grass,
right.
That'll go up in a year.
That's what they're saying.
That's so amazing.
So we'll have that, and there'll be obviously other renovation that'll be going on. There's plans to do, you know, what's Presentation Hall, that one, what used to be called the theater. There's some things being done in there to for acoustics and other things in there. And one of the things that's happened already, we've made that better for handicapped accessibility. We've got in the back now, and they're actually going to be talking about something more towards the front. But, you know, that's a whole slanted floor, too.
Yes, it is.
And it was a problem. We did have a little flat spot in the back, but it was difficult to get. Now they've put some doors in off the lobby that you can go straight in off the lobby, and you're in that little, it's a
kind of, yeah, it was kind of a ramp, twisty thing that was.
Now you can go straight in, and it's makes it very nice for that. And then they are talking about doing something down, I think almost, if not in the front row, it is close to the front row. Because then you give an option of at least the tickets could be for the. So I'm pleased that that's already happening, and that's good that we're doing that. But there'll be other things that will be starting to be done inside as well. But there will be challenges too to continue to have events in there, to just sometimes get through the maze to even get in there. That's going to be a challenge.
Between and, that and the government center.
Between, yes, and the government center as well. Each morning when I drive in, I'm going to look, okay, what kind of big truck or tractor is in the way trying to just get in there and around. And
I have a feeling this is something we're going to have to get used to for quite a while in this community.
Construction cranes and everything else. 2-3 years or more.
Well, but then even longer
and
range than
other,
that.
And then construction that's going to be going on.
Yeah.
Streets down to one lane or things like that that will be done. So, yeah, as they say, that's progress. But I bet 98% of the cities, certainly in Minnesota, if not in America, would love to have those challenges that the growth that we will experience.
I'm going to put in a shameless plug here just for a minute, just because I've got your ear.
And yep.
The amphitheater behind at Mayo Park.
Yes.
And relocating somehow, miraculously putting the statues back there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people who's greatly in favor of that.
Well, you and I are on the same page.
Okay.
Because I said that at first. I says, can't we move them back there? The amphitheater without the statues is kind of meaningless.
Yeah, it's
or
a
people
park.
Wonder, who are those quotes? They don't mean anything. And some people think it's, well, it's out of sight. Nobody will know it. I have heard just recently there were two options. One was they were going to move them inside the building.
Yeah.
Well, there's someone that's got much more expertise than I that said they're way too big for the size of the lobby that you have.
They're big.
They are big. You don't know that when you just see them out there where they are.
Yeah.
And then there was some discussion, could there be some way that they could somehow incorporate them? Well, that new building is going right out to the street, and it's or the sidewalk. So the last I heard, because I heard once, well, they didn't want them outside because there's been some deterioration, I guess, of them. But now I have heard that somebody said, no, they can be treated in some way that didn't happen, apparently, when they got moved or hasn't happened. And I guess somebody, again, an expert, I can't remember who, said the place for them is back where they were.
Hoo-yah.
And that's what I said. That's where it should be. And
well, you think about this whole idea of this riverfront.
There you are.
It just fits in perfectly with all of that. You have the pedestrian bridge there. You have the pathway that goes almost right past it.
So anyway, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Andy, you and I will be.
There's a few others.
We'll
speak.
yes. And I think John Kriesel was another one that said that it should be back there as well. But you're right. With the better use of the river and the paths and everything there, there's plenty of activities that go on back there that's visible and will be great to put the brothers back there.
Okay, now that I bring that up, down by the riverside, is it still going to be workable with all the construction taking place back there?
Yeah, as far as I know, it will be.
Oh, fantastic.
And I don't know just what the timing is of it. They're going to enlarge the kitchen for the Civic Center so that they, I think currently now in the jargon of what they use, it's kind of a more of a warming presentation kind of kitchen.
Yeah.
But I think what I heard, I think now what's being added will be a full kitchen that they could actually prepare things there as well. So that's causing they'll have to extend out a little bit those back steps that come in when you come in on the back side of the that's where that will happen. But
they still leave plenty of room.
Yeah, there still will be. And actually there's some discussion, and I don't know if we have any drawings yet, but to do a bit more, I'll call it a more permanent covering or shell over the where we've had the down by the riverside.
Well, once again, the old is new because it used to be this fantastic band shell.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, we used to be back there.
Yes.
I know this would be different than that, but it's an obvious gathering spot.
So, so a lot of good things happening. It's exciting.
All right, Mayor, we're going to take another real quick break. Mayor Ardell Brady in the studio, 47 degrees downtown Rochester. Back in a moment, we'll take a look at the weather forecast as well on KROC AM. Our forecast today, cloudy skies, but mild. We're expecting a high today near 60 degrees. Low tonight, upper 30s. Sunshine tomorrow, back up to almost 60 degrees. Low in the low 40s Tuesday night. Wednesday, chance of some scattered thunderstorms. The mercury should climb to near 70 degrees. It's going to have a pretty good south wind that day. High near 60 Thursday with sunshine on Friday. Partly cloudy and cooler, high mid to upper 40s. We get back into the low 50s on Saturday. Right now, downtown, clouds at 47 degrees at KROC AM. It's 8 minutes away from 11 o'clock. I'm Andy Brownell, along with Mayor Ardell Brady, on the radio. Our regular or irregular Monday visit, or monthly visit,
somehow
I better say.
Works.
We try to fit you in once a month, somehow, some way.
Well, we've got a couple things coming up. Last time we were here, we had John Reed, the new airport executive director here.
He was fantastic.
Yeah, he's. I think you'll want to have him back at different times, or at least maybe by phone or whatever, to talk a few things. Coming up this month again is the Minnesota Airports Conference, which is up in St. Cloud this year in April 15th to 17th. I have gone to that every time. I chair the airport commission, and so my first year as mayor, I thought I should go to that just to learn more about airports and that. So now I hear that over the years that it's been a big deal that I'm the only mayor that's ever attended that regularly, so it's a good deal to go. But also on that, some discussions we've had recently again about our partner cities, and we have three. One's in Mosberg, Germany, one's in South Korea, and one's in China. And I've had some people, in fact, a couple of our council members said, Ardell, are we going to go there to, they talked about Germany. And I've said, yes, I would hope to go to our partner cities. And so we're starting to do some work on putting together a trip to our partner city in Mosberg next year, would be 2016. And for the travel agents, they obviously, Moosburg is about 35 miles or so from Munich, and so it's close to where Oktoberfest is. It always makes a trip, I guess, more saleable to people that want to go.
Oktoberfest, yeah.
But also the week before, our partner city has their Harvest Fest, which is kind of cool, too, and has a big parade. So anyway, we're starting to work on that. So anybody out there that's thinking about start putting some money aside, okay, that maybe you want to go. Along with partner cities, had a request that's been coming, and it's still pretty unofficial, well, semi-official, Mazatlan. They are looking at doing some major things with creating a port there and doing more. But we have some folks, one of them is living here in town that's got some connections there, and the group that's the Chicano Latino group that's one of those groups that the state of Minnesota has put together. There's the Council on Black Minnesotans. Okay. They're the CLAC, it's called, Chicano Latino. There's the Asian group, and there's the Native American. Anyway, they have done some checking on it, and they think Rochester would be just ripe for that kind of a relationship. That would be part of it, would be, you know, tourism, of course. And so when I mentioned the airport before, the potential for maybe a direct flight from Rochester to Mazatlan, because Delta is doing it out of the Twin Cities now, and whether it's who knows what. So we've got to do some more discussion on that, but that's a potential that we would see. Whether it would become a partner city, don't know. It probably makes some sense. And then there's that whole thing of whether you call it medical tourism, and obviously Mayo has to weigh in on that. I think it's, I don't know if they still have in Mexico City a referral place to have patients come here.
They have, I think it is Mexico City, one of the Mayo Clinic Care Network.
So
it's one of their affiliated,
you know,
centers.
The potential is, and so we've had some preliminary discussions with Reddy and the city. Basically, when I say the city, it's with myself, and I think one of our council members has been asked as well. So certainly in the wintertime, it makes some sense. That would be fun. I think we would be able to certainly justify a weekly flight probably from here. When you think of southeast Minnesota, southwest Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, there's a lot of people that go up to the cities to fly out of there to go to points in Mexico. And my associate, Donna Bussell, went down there and just a few weeks back to Mazatlan. And
so Mazatlan on the Gulf side or the Pacific side?
Pacific side.
Yeah, the Pacific. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So the process of deciding sister city or partner city, mm-hmm, relationships or whatever the heck you call it, is it you just say, I'm going to sign a piece of paper?
Well,
there,
I think we need to set up some criteria. You know, we started the one when Denny Hansen was here. He and John Eckerman went to, along with Fred Gommel, to Korea, South
and
Korea.
What is it, Shunghung?
Yeah, Xiang City.
Xiang City, that's it.
And
you went
started,
there too, didn't you?
I've been there too, yeah. I've been to all three of our partner cities, and I keep saying I'd like to do all of them one more time. But that one started mainly because of the martial arts relationship with Fred Gommels and the group. And we've had some relationship. They've had some come here. So it's kind of, I say, we need to think about something. What is the criteria? Some of that always is hopeful there's an economic benefit that would come from it. Obviously, the German one is we get students every other year from there, and we have students from here that go there.
And that's been going on for 40-some years, hasn't
yes,
it?
1982, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was even before that.
The proclamation that I have on the wall in my office,
okay,
I think it's dated 1982.
That was the official
the signing of a partner city relationship. Half of it's written in German.
Okay,
half
but yeah, they were even doing the exchanges before that.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
in the 70s,
so,
I remember the kids.
Anyway, so, you know, it makes sense. And I think, you know, and I can't say, sometimes I say, and I'll put just in quotes, but sometimes the relationship that occurs is the main and sometimes maybe the only relationship that we understand each other better by visiting each other. I think with the large number of Hispanics that live here now in Rochester, that would be a kind of a real almost not a justification, but kind of a endorsement that there's something good that's going on between the two cities, and and the nationalities, the cultures, all of that. And I don't want to diminish the fact of how important that is. And so I would be supportive of it. You know, what kind of funding does that require? Because at different times when we've gone in the past, you know, we pay for our own way, and maybe that's okay. Sometimes you can even claim that, I think, as a tax deduction, because it's an official visit in that regard.
You got to buy your gift out of the.
Well, and that's it. We, especially with the Koreans and mostly with the Koreans, we can't compete with what they bring to us as gifts. And but we did some pretty neat things the last time when I went to Xiang City. And so, again, I'd like to do that to keep them alive because, like the Korean one, or not Korean, the China one, I don't think we had an official visit for 20 years until I went back.
Okay.
I went there, and we were, again, in that small city of Shenyang, 5 million people.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Seoul, too, isn't it?
The Korean one is, it's about, Xiang City is about the same as Rochester to Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
That far.
All I can say for the Mazatlan one is the food would be better than what you had in Korea, I suspect.
Probably. Yeah. To a Korean, they may see that differently, but to us that are more associated with European food and certainly Mexican food, right. We probably would.
Mayor, we'll have to talk to you in about a month, okay?
We'll do it.
KROC AM Rochester, it's 11 o'clock.